The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All ahead, Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Joining us right now, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good Monday morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, Joe, we want some answers on Bergdahl. How is it that he is walking with no time? How is this happening?
I believe that we had a military judge who had Trump derangement syndrome. As you know, President Trump, while a candidate and while president, has made comments about Mr. Bergdahl and how he thought he should be treated. And apparently, this military judge thought that the president was trying to wield undue influence, undue command influence, as it's called, in the military justice system. What happened in that courtroom was fascinating. Usually, judges explain their sentences in cases like this. He imposed the sentence and then apparently stormed off the bench without saying a word. That is extremely unusual. And it shows that this judge was upset with the president, but didn't want to say it for some stupid reason, and was apparently so upset emotionally that he couldn't address the subject. Sounds like this judge shouldn't be on the bench. This is about the judge. It's not about the case or the president. This judge apparently just lost it, and it's an embarrassment to the military system that he could not explain his sentence. And something, this should be looked into.
I mean, even if a superior makes the wrong decision in terms of influencing a case or attempting to, that should not preclude the judge who's handling the sentencing from making the same decision no matter what, right?
They're supposed to be impartial and fair. If this judge was worried that it would look like he was being influenced by the president, all he had to say was he wasn't being influenced by the president. This is a bizarre performance in a bizarre case. Remember how it started with the President Obama in the Rose Garden welcoming Bergdahl's parents in an idiotic display of presidential stupidity, and then Susan Rice claiming that Mr. Bergdahl had served with honor and distinction, and then the president trading Mr. Bergdahl for five Taliban generals who are now back on the war front, killing American soldiers. This story just reeks with bad judgment from day one, and it ends with very bad judgment by the military judge in the case, who really should be ashamed of himself.
But Joe, from what I understand, there's
the least he could have done was explained his decision.
Yeah, from what I understand, there's a sliver of hope here, because this punishment has to be approved by the commanding general of the U.S. Army Forces Command, and then it's automatically reviewed on appeal. So this, from what I understand, the commanding general may say in review that, no, this is a bad decision.
Well, I'm actually, I just started looking into this over the last couple of days. I think all the commanding general can do is lower the sentence. He can't raise it. But I'm not sure of that, and I'm sorry I don't have an answer for you.
I didn't know if you knew. That's
well,
fine.
You know, the president has tweeted, he's called this a complete and total disgrace to our country and to our military. You also had General Jack Keane, of course, you see him all the time, of a four-star.
Sure.
Judge Nance forgot why there is a separate military justice system. Desertion before the enemy is an assault on military effectiveness.
Yeah, I think the judge's decision in this case is really, as a matter of substantively, I think is the wrong decision. He should have given some prison time just to show people that you can't desert, that you can't assist the enemy, And you can't allow other soldiers to be endangered who go to rescue you. And this judge abandoned all of the rules surrounding accountability of soldiers. And I think the criticism of this judge is well-deserved. I mean, I'm generally, you know, judges are judges. Everybody, good, bad, and different, makes a mistake. This particular judge seems to be politically involved in his brain about this case, and apparently just obviously has a great disdain for the President of the United States.
I want to talk about the Mueller investigation. According to sources, they have gathered enough evidence to bring charges against Michael Flynn and his son that we will see some charges coming in the coming days regarding his lobbying work and whether he laundered money or lied to federal agents about his overseas contacts, all regarding Turkey, not Russia, and while President Obama was president, not President Trump. So what does this have to do with the Trump-Russia investigation?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with it. It's symptomatic of what's wrong with the Mueller investigation as a pure matter. The Manafort-Gates indictment has nothing to do with Trump. The little Papadopoulos indictment is ludicrous on its face. Papadopoulos, George Papadopoulos, this sort of nobody, short-term advisor to the campaign, is actually pleaded guilty to lying about things that are legal to do. If he had simply told the truth about his activities, he would have been fine. So because he lied about legal things, he got indicted. As far as General Flynn is concerned, these activities all involve payments that he received from Turkey, which were not disclosed. He didn't register as an agent for Turkey, took large sums of money, and apparently was involved in some discussions about possibly kidnapping an Erdogan opponent by the name of Gulen, who is an imam who lives in Pennsylvania. And the United States has refused to extradite Gulen back to Turkey after numerous requests from Turkey to do so. Right now, it looks like the Flynn indictment involves all kinds of activities having absolutely nothing to do with the campaign, other than the fact that some of the things were done in his lead up to being involved in the campaign. All of his Turkey activities are just sort of totally off the radar.
So, Joe, is it usual for somebody to be prosecuted for a failure to register as a foreign agent?
No, it's not. In fact, there have been very, very few such prosecutions like this. And the only reason it's being done is because it's needed. There aren't other crimes that they can look for. So there, it's any port in a storm. And Mueller is using this statute. It is technically a criminal violation to not register as an agent. Most people are, when they don't register, retroactively register, and they're given either a civil fine or they're just said, hey, don't do this again. In these particular cases, because it's so many high-profile people like Manafort, and the sums of money involved in payments by foreign governments are so big, and the influence that these individuals tried to wield involves a major foreign policy area, Mueller, who is not bound by any Justice Department restrictions, decided to do it. I don't think public policy.
We only have a few seconds left. I want to ask about one important distinction, though. I think the Flynn is making the argument here that this was a Turkish businessman, not somebody who was with the government directly. Does that distinction matter?
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't, because ultimately, when you're dealing with the government, you're going to have to register, because it all works its way back, and it's always a prophylactic thing to register because then you protect yourself.
All right. Well, Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much. We appreciate you making us smarter every Monday morning. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Race into savings now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out, building the highest quality doors in a wide variety of styles. Add beauty to your home with interior doors from Mastercraft. Shop our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way in-store or online. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Mastercraft doors today.
Save big.